Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel. Anyway, in this video, I'm going to say what is long overdue, I should have said months ago, really, and that is say we must have a ceasefire in Gaza now. And I know I'm not the first to say it. There have been demonstrations all over the globe calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, because since Hamas's attacks on Israel on the 7th of October, which killed over 1,200 people, most of them civilians, the Israeli Defense Force has moved into Gaza. Obviously, they then bombarded it very heavily with rockets, drones, artillery, and so on, moved in on the ground, have been fighting there for about 2.5 months. So the health ministry, which is run by Hamas in Gaza, says over 26,000 people have been killed. Now that number's probably inflated. I'm bored to tears of quoting William Howard Russell's dictum that the first casualty of war is truth. So obviously, they've got a vested interest in exaggerating the number of civilians killed, because it gets the world's attention, it underlines just how horrific it is, it makes the Israelis look like the bad guys, and so on. But I don't think even the lowest estimate would suggest that more Israeli civilians were killed than Hamas civilians were killed. And you might say, well, Hamas started it, but Hamas might say, but you have to go back to this, and the Israelis say, you have to go back to that, and go back to that, and go, it just depends how far back we go. But anyway, this is what's going on now. So the hostages should be immediately released unconditionally, and likewise the thousands of Palestinian prisoners in Israel, many of them held without charge, a trial, some of them minors, and these are arguably hostages. Now, admittedly, Israel hasn't actually threatened to kill them, but it has exchanged them for Israelis who are held by Hamas, and there's a certain logic to Israel just grabbing a Palestinian, even they've got no suspect, there's a suspicion that he or she is fighting against them, because they think, well, they can then release this person to get one of our own people back. So it's a horrific situation. Just so many people killed. And Benjamin Netanyahu has the temerity to say Israel's army is the most moral army in the world, despite having killed so many civilians. And I realize that with high explosives in modern warfare, civilian casualties cannot always be avoided. Civilians are always killed in a war. Nevertheless, militaries must strive to minimize civilian casualties. And all right, the IDF has taken some steps, like warning people to leave some areas, phone calls in Arabic to get out of whatever building, the knock on the roof, leaflets and things like that, so-called safe zones. But then they bomb the safe zones too. And despite these so-called strenuous efforts to reduce the civilian death toll, nevertheless, civilians do just happen to die in their thousands. And they say Hamas is using them as human shields. To some extent, that's true. But there's video footage where the IDF has certainly used Palestinian civilians as human shields, have them go in front of you with a gun at the person's back. Now, if I were an IDF soldier, it was my life on the line, would I do the same? Possibly I would, which doesn't make it justifiable, which wouldn't reflect any credit on me. And you always say, what would you do if you're the person's shoes? Israelis ask yourselves, well, what if you're the Palestinians? Were dispossessed in 1948, lost almost all their territory, and in Gaza, not controlling their own land border or territorial waters or airspace, because Israel controls it, and Israel able to cut off water, electricity, gas, food, everything. And they've done it. Now, they have restored some electricity. There's inadequate water, inadequate food, deliberately blocking humanitarian convoys of aid, which even Israel admits is entirely that, food and medicine and so on. Nappies, sanitary towels, things like that. It's not weaponry. They've been allowed to search it. And nevertheless, they're using starvation as a weapon of warfare. So deliberately killing civilians by ensuring there's inadequate food and everything else, people dying of drinking dirty water. So it really is horrific. And surely in the name of common humanity, this conflict has to be ended now. You could even allow in as much food and water as you want and just carry on killing Hamas. These are not carefully targeted killings. They managed to kill an awful many people. Now, they say that Hamas built their arm base directly under the hospital, and that might be true. I don't know. And so Hamas does bear some of the blame for this. Another point is the claim that, well, they're using civilians as human shields, partly is because Gaza is one of the most densely populated places in the world. And why is that? It's because the Palestinians have lost almost the whole of their homeland, because it's now Israel. And like even in the West Bank, there are all these illegal Israeli colonies there since 1967. And the Israeli security minister, he openly says in the Knesset that they should depopulate Gaza and they should have more settlements there. These are illegal colonies and land stolen from Palestine. This is land that even Israel acknowledges as Palestinian land. preventing a Palestinian state. Sometimes they've called it Judea and Samaria, you know, trying to rob the Palestinians of their very name, attempting the erasure of them as a nation. I'm not saying they're trying to kill every last single one. Now, genocide, I think that's inapposite. Obviously, not trying to annihilate the Palestinian people. They could have gone much further. They wish to do so, or destroy them in part. But I mean, they probably killed over 1% of the population of Gaza already and injured about 3%, and very, very few have been allowed out. And that's another problem, is there's the world not allowing them out. Other, so much for Muslim solidarity and so much for Arab Brotherhood not being willing to take them into other countries. And then I know some of these people say, well, why should we? Because they're actually not a problem. It's Israel's problem. It's up to them to solve. But this is ethnic cleansing, which is going on. Anyway, which is horrendous. And I know Hamas is a ghastly organization, would like to wipe out the Israeli people as anti-Jewish and so on. But there ought to be United Nations peacekeeping troops there. Yeah. And it's really, there's really no end in sight, because it does look like the ground operations are slowing down. They're withdrawing some people because these reservists are called up after the 2nd of October. This reserve ready service are fed up. They'd like to go home now. So they've killed a lot of Hamas combatants, but you know, they can't get them all because they blended into the civilian population. And obviously Israel really doesn't want a recrudescence of this. And they've really pummeled Gaza so badly, they think the Palestinians there really won't want this to happen ever again, because they say that it costs too many innocent lives. These attacks on Israel will lead to so many more people being killed, perhaps 20 times more Palestinian civilians than killed Israelis, 20 times more. And we've been there before. Operation Cast Lead, the end of 2008 into early 2009, 100 times more Palestinian civilians were killed were Israelis, 100 times more. And it really is horrendous, shocking and scandalous. The United States and various other Western countries should provide some of the munitions, provide funding, diplomatic cover, United Nations votes in favor of this assault on Gaza. All right, there could have been surgical strikes to kill some of the Hamas fighters, but this has gone far beyond what was needed to be done. And a comprehensive victory against this irregular force is almost unobtainable, because they often don't have identifiable bases and the logistics that a conventional army would have. So obviously its economy has more or less collapsed. And there are many credible allegations of war crimes documented by all sorts of human rights organizations. So yeah, as I say, Hamas is culpable as well. And the Israelis are not going to get their hostages back unless they end this brutal assault on Gaza. And do say brutal in the conflict, in the context of an armed conflict, because yes, I know an armed conflict necessitates killing people, but this is violence which goes far beyond what's needed to achieve their military objectives, and is willfully killing civilians on a large scale every single day. So please stop it now. What can I say? No, not that I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu is going to listen to me, but it reflects no credit on him, and he goes on about the sanctity of life in Judaism. So I wish he would follow his words with action, but sadly, I don't think it's going to happen, and they'll probably get away with it. All right, thank you so much for watching my channel. Hello there, hey, Teet Saul. So please subscribe and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Yeah, subscribe to me on Patreon. Goodbye, everyone.